Welcome to the Super Series AAA Podcast, brought to you by the guys from the Blue Line Hockey Club. This week, we're introducing the showcase in New Jersey, so come with us to New Jersey and let's talk about the New Jersey Impact.
Hello! Welcome back to the Super Series AAA Podcast, brought to you by the Blue Line Hockey Club, Episode 2. Tonight, we have all the usual suspects sitting in with us. We have our producer, Patrick Cuffalerty Sullivan. What's up, Patrick?
Aloha.
And our IT guy, the local nerd on staff, Robbie P. Peters. What's up, Pete?
Hey, how you momming him?
And the all-around sports guru, Derek D. Train Heat 2. What's up, D. Train?
What's up, sweetos?
And your host to the Blue Line Hockey Club tonight, Mark the Dr. Morley.
Oh, doctor.
Hello. All right, boys, we're heading off to New Jersey now. What's going on over there, Patrick?
We got three showcases going on this past President's Weekend. We got the biggest one in New Jersey. They got the biggest showing. I mean, they got the U16s, U15s, 2005s, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010. A lot of birth years there. Big tournament. We also got the Las Vegas showcase. Syracuse from our hometown is doing pretty well out in Vegas. Then we also have Chicago Showcase going on. So a lot of big tournaments going on right now for the Super Series AAA showcases. We're going to give a quick rundown of the showcases going on this weekend. Let's get started in New Jersey since that's the biggest showing. One of Super Series' biggest showcases of the year besides the Boston Breakout is down in Jersey. Looks like regarding the standings, if you look at tomorrow's ICE U16s, their goals for 14 against goals against is 4. So pretty big on them. Team Maryland, Rockets Hockey, they're up top of the leaderboard there in, on the U16s.
Well, take a look at the PHA ICE, and they've got 17 goals for. So the top four teams are scoring some goals. Top five teams is Palmyra Black Knights. They have 11. They're playing, I think, a four-game max. This level, the younger kids have 5 games. That's off to a pretty good start in my book with a 4-game tourney.
Again, we're talking about Super Series Elite showcases, so there's some good teams that can put the puck in the net, you know, top notch.
But if you look at tomorrow's ICE and U16, the big thing that sticks out to me on that one, 14 goals, 4, and only 4 against, right? So pretty good defense, good goaltending probably there happening from tomorrow's ICE where you go down to the Icemen, the 17-4, but 11 against, right? So big difference there. That's probably why the Icemen are ranked up there at number 1 so far with 3 games played. So there's 12 teams in that division. There's only 9 in the U15, so...
The 16 group looks tighter. You got 3 that are basically undefeated. Well, not basically, they are undefeated. Tomorrow's ICE and Team Maryland got out to 3-0, 6 points each. And then you have Rocket Hockey, who has 1 tie. So not a bad group there.
Yeah, and if you look at a lot of the scores that they had, if you check out the scores for most of these teams, it's, yeah, they are, you know, goals for up there, but still, I think the biggest spread is maybe 4-0, but most of the games are 4-4, 3-3, 7-6, 8-8, 9-10. These boys are putting the pucks in the net, and they're very close games, so just because the goal fours and the goals against, I mean, there's a couple games in here that 5-1, 5-0, but still a good game. I mean, 5-0 is not that bad, especially if you look at the NHL now. You need to score 3, at least 3, to win the game.
What that points to, though, boys, is the fact that Super Series is putting on some amazing tournaments. You know, they're bringing in really good teams. They're bringing in, you know, a lot of parity. It's not, you know, like you say, it's not games where you got, you know, one hot team taking on a bunch of no-namers putting up scores like 10-0 or something like that.
Right.
It speaks to the quality of these tournaments that they're putting on across the country. I mean, this is the best of the best, and it's top-notch talent. So it's great to see all the teams out there that may be listening to this. You know, this is where you want to be playing. And, you know, you can take a look at, you know, the scores of these games, the top to bottom from whatever age group, you know, it's you don't have one team walking all over everybody. It's good quality hockey.
There is a lot of teams per age group. 2005, there's 19 teams. Now, these guys are coming from all over the area. You know, it's not just one state anymore playing against each other all the time. You have the chance to play regional or even, you know, East Coast, whatever. They're coming
West Coast Renegades are there.
All over the country now to these tournaments. The 2009s have 23 teams. There's a lot of teams in each age group. 24 in the 2006. Those are young. You know, they're 14 years old. So that's competitive hockey. It sounds really good.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you look, you know, the 2010s, you know, their goals for are pretty high up there, almost 27, 23, 23, 20. Goals against are 11, 12, 12, 27. So a lot of scoring going on. A lot of boys can put the puck in the net. U15, you got the Valley Forge Minutemen. They're 2-0. Team Maryland, 2-0. That's a pretty tight division there. I don't know if you guys can see that. There's only 2-3 games played. So a lot of things could change there, you know, with the standings wise. But Valley Forge is right up top there. Strong 2-0, 5 points. And if you look at that, the goals for Valley Forge is 16. With goals against a 7. So Valley Forge on the U15s in this jersey invite are putting the puck in the net. North 44 in the 05 birth years up there, 4-0 with the Penn Jersey Aces. They're 4-0. They're the only top two teams in that 05 birth year that are currently undefeated, 8 points. And then you got the Jersey Hitmen. South Florida making a run up there. That's pretty big for South Florida, down where you are, Mark. I know we talked about coming up to these big tournaments up north, northeast anyways, and making a showing. So that's good for South Florida. Got Dallas in there. So the 05 birth year, you know, you got two teams that are undefeated there. The 06s, we got the Hampton Road Whalers going on up there. They are 4-0. So we have the Hampton Road Whalers 4-0 in that division, followed by the North Shore Shamrocks and the Nashville Junior Predators. Nashville.
Well, take a look at North Shore Shamrocks here. They have one goal against. That jumped out at me. They're sitting number two with only
good goalie,
one goal against. Yep.
We got the Junior Hurricanes in there. We got two guys on this podcast from Raleigh, North Carolina. Junior Hurricanes are big around where we are, all different birth years. So they're 1-3. Maybe they can pull around and get up top of there. But Nashville's got a couple teams in this 06s. They got the Junior Predators blue, then the Junior Predators gold. So Nashville's getting pretty big hockey city, isn't it? Smashville with the NHL Predators making the hockey scene big out there. And I think Steve elaborated on, you know, you get those NHL players that play in these big cities and they stick around and they develop, you know, the young kids there. We know a kid out there, Chris Lee, played for
Team Canada. Yep.
Team Canada. Yep. And he's out there developing kids out in Nashville, too. Big things going on out in Nashville.
Yeah, there's a Super Series tournament going out there, I think, possibly, right?
Yeah, that's coming up. There is. That's right, Rob. There is a Super Series showcase going on out in Nashville. So I think we might even be possibly attending that. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I just remember Steve saying that he wanted to expand the showcases to destination cities as an added value to the showcase. You know, you get to play hockey and then experience the vibes from the city, like Smashville. You know, Nashville's a really cool city, fun city to you know, just walk the streets and interact with. So, you know, they're also looking to play in some of the Division I arenas, like Notre Dame. This past December, they put on a Green Puck Showcase with age groups from U16 to 2009. So, the Super Series AAA showcases are posting some really good numbers. You know, great job to them.
What else we got here? 07s, Boston Bandit, New Jersey Freeze, Wolverine Hockey Club. They're up in the top three. Goal differential there isn't too much of a spread, which is good. Let's see. You got the Ashburn Extreme. They're right up there, too. Then you go down to 2008. There's the Chicago Mission. They're always strong. You'll be hearing a lot of Chicago Mission on this podcast. They're undefeated, 4-0. New Jersey Rockets, 4-0. Westchester Vipers, 4-0. So three undefeated teams in the 08s. With the goal differentials, pretty good there, too, if you check that out. Another good squad there. We got the Syracuse Nationals, Syracuse Nats, 08, up from where we're from. They're 1-2 in the middle of the pack, but maybe they can put something together tomorrow. Move down to the 09s. You got one team that's undefeated there. We have the Philadelphia Hockey Club. Then you got the Gold Rush, Hampton Whalers, Long Island's down there, Jersey Rockets, Chicago Mission. I know Chicago's got a few teams in this tournament. And then you got the last group that we can talk about for the New Jersey Invites. We didn't talk about the 2010s yet. That's going on there. We got the Providence Hockey Club. They're undefeated, 4-0, goals for, 27 goals against 7. So
those are 10-year-olds scoring 27 goals.
Yeah, ripping it up. New York Aviators are in second, 3-1. New Jersey Rockets, 3-1. And Mercer Chiefs, 3-1. So we got a three-way tie for second place. And then you got the Connecticut Junior Rangers, 2-2. So that looks like a pretty good division there, pretty close. Like Derek was just saying, pretty good competition there. That would be a great one to keep an eye on. Overall, it seems like it's pretty close. What do you guys think about this Jersey Invite? Huge tournament spread out all over the place.
There's clearly a good turnout. The numbers are pretty full as far as I can tell. I mean, these numbers look great. The competition looks like they delivered. So far, we'll see how tomorrow turns out. But, so far, it looks like they must have had a fun tournament for these kids.
Yeah. And, going back from when we played hockey, being able to travel long distances, like I said, they got a West Coast team out there. They got a Florida team there. They got Chicago teams, Philly, New Jersey, Long Island, from all over Pittsburgh and go on and on, Maryland. Just going to those tournaments, it's fun for the kids. It's fun for the parents now that we're older. But, yeah, so tomorrow we are going to touch on the finals of the Jersey Showcase. So that'll be podcast number 3, and we're going to talk about all the winners of all the showcases going on this weekend. Let's go over to the Chicago Showcase. Yeah, so there's Chicago Showcase going on right now, too. Not as big as the Jersey Showcase. 6 teams out there. So we got the Sharks, San Jose Junior Sharks out there, 4-0. Indianapolis Junior Fuel, 3-0. Northeast Wisconsin Junior Gamblers. There's a, what is it, Gamblers? I think that's in the USHL.
Wisconsin. Yep.
Madison Capitals, Car Shield. Yeah,
these are the 12 and 13-year-olds. So, again, the numbers look tight to me. It looks like a good group. It seems like, it should be a competitive tournament, a fun tournament.
Yeah, and the Sharks are, like I said, undefeated in that division out in Chicago, and they have 11 points, 4-0. That's good for, I think it's good for the tournament to see teams from the West Coast or from the Southeast or, the South in general to go to these showcases like this and have a good turnout. It just speaks volume for hockey in general around the United States. That's pretty good. And then we got another showcase out in Vegas, Las Vegas. That's where Morley's favorite spot is, out in Vegas.
Oh, doctor.
We got, there's 2 pools out there, Pool A, Pool B. Let me see what birth
pool
year
A
they
are. Is, Syracuse Nationals is winning out there, 4-1. They got 11 points. Anaheim Junior Ducks, number 2, Dallas Stars, 3. Anaheim Junior Ice Dogs are coming in 4th there. Again, it's 11 and 10, and then it drops to 5 and 3, which is, the wins and losses, basically. But 26 goals for and 14 against, they're scoring goals as well. 5 games, it's about 5 goals a game.
Yeah, and like I said, we're just north of Syracuse, so Syracuse Nationals are putting a good showing on there.
Go Syracuse, yeah.
Go Syracuse, but yeah, and they're playing at the Golden Knights practice facility, so that's great for the kids out there to actually, A, go to Vegas, and B, to be practicing at the Las Vegas Golden Knight practice facilities. I'm sure it's top notch. What a great experience for both parents and the kids there all around. I mean, why didn't they have this showcases when we were younger to go out in Vegas? That would have been awesome.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We
couldn't afford to be there anyways.
Lucky to get a pot.
So Pool B, guys, we'll talk about the second part of that Vegas tournament. Pool B is Barnaby Winter Club, 5-0. So that's pretty impressive. Arizona Bobcats coming in 2nd, 3-2. Colorado Thunderbirds, 2-2. And Phoenix Junior Coyotes at 1-4. So Barnaby Winter Club at 5-0 seems pretty impressive to me. They're 15 points. Clearly the number one out in the Pool B there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and most of these, for the listeners that don't know much about, the rankings and how these guys get ranked. There's actually a website called My Hockey Rankings. Steve Dubinsky, one of the owners, elaborated on, episode number one. If you haven't heard that one, go back and listen to that. But he touches on, how the whole Super Series Elite Showcases got started and, what the future looks like for the showcases. But he really touched on the rankings and how much of an effect that this My Hockey Rankings have on all these teams and getting, bursts into the national championships and like that. So for all the listeners, if you want to go on, it's a pretty good website. They got the birth years right down. You can click on each tab and check out the rankings there. So
I think they have a database for North America, so Canada and the States. Both boys and girls, I mean, they have everything. I was able to drill down to Canton High School. They're sitting at, 42 or something in the state. So it's a complete database. If you have any questions, your team's there. I'm sure the kids already probably know this, but the parents, maybe they didn't.
Yeah, for example, like the 2014, 15, 18U Tier 1 rankings, you got Shattuck St. Mary's Prep School, who's number one. I mean, Shattuck St. Mary's is a hockey farm out in Minnesota. A lot of big players have come out of that system. You got Zach Parise, Nathan McKinnon, Sidney Crosby, Jordan Greenway. A lot of talent that comes out of Shattuck St. Mary's. So they're number one in the rankings for the 18U Tier 1. So great website to go on if you just have time and you want to check out rankings. We'll be talking about it a lot on the podcast. We'll be updating you guys periodically each showcase on these rankings. Yeah, so we'll be reporting back tomorrow, episode 3. We'll be touching on all the winners on all three of these showcases. Like I said, this is a new podcast. We're only on episode 2. We're going to be producing podcasts for each showcase throughout the year. We're going to be on site at a few showcases, talking to family members, talking to players, getting interviews, coaches. So it's going to be fun. Something to listen to for families if you're driving to the tournament. We're going to do, 3 podcasts for each tournament. Talk about, the first one will be talking about the tournament, recap of the games, and, episode 2, episode 3. Will be, the results of the tournament for each showcase. So we're pretty excited.
Yeah, boys, every President's Day they're having a New Jersey invite. So we're following that this weekend, and we'll have plenty more hockey podcasts to come for this Super Series AAA podcast brought to you by the Blue Line Hockey Club. So if you want to check out our podcast, go to Blue Line Hockey Club, and you'll be able to find the Super Series AAA podcast there. All right, boys, until next time, keep your stick on the ice.
See ya.
Widow!
Oh, doctor.
Yeah. Keep your head up.